Chapter 29.
No! Jace said, slamming his fist down on the back of the couch he was standing by. This is insane.
Satil's call had woken him in the middle of the night. When she told him she was coming over right away to see him, he'd still been too bleary from the shots he'd shared with Marcus earlier to ask any questions or protest. Not that he would have refused a request. He and Satil had spoken many times since she'd ended their relationship. Given their respective roles in the Republic and the Jedi Order, it was inevitable. But their meetings had always been official, held in offices or meeting rooms. She'd never come to his apartment before. So he knew whatever business she had was urgent. The Grand Master of the Jedi Order was not a woman prone to overreaction. By the time she'd shown up at his door, Jace's mind was right enough to guess what this was about. Somehow she'd found out about Theron, the Spear, and the impending attack on Duro that was now less than 10 hours away. He expected she would try to talk him out of his plan. What he hadn't expected was the scruffy-looking Twi'lek street thug who accompanied the Grand Master, nor the wild story she told.
Do you know how many laws and regulations Theron violated by roping you into this?
He shouted at her. Satil and the Twi'lek were standing side by side in the middle of his living room, a united front opposing him.
Theron could be court-martialed,
Jace continued, stepping around from behind the couch and moving toward them as his voice got louder and louder.
Arrested! This is bordering on treason!
You shout at him, not me!
Tefith snapped back, holding her ground and refusing to be intimidated by his bluster.
None of that matters now, Satil told him. Theron and Master Nos D'Aurol will bring the Ascendant Spear to Duro. You need to be there waiting for them.
You don't know that, Jace said. You just met this Twi'lek. For all we know, she's an Imperial agent leading us into some kind of trap.
I can sense the truth in her words,
Satil assured him.
Jace snorted.
And you couldn't possibly be wrong, because no Jedi in history has ever been betrayed by someone close to them. You Jedi may see more than the rest of us, but you don't see nearly as much as you think.
Sometimes we're blind when it comes to those close to us, Satil admitted. But I'm right about this,
she added with the resolute calm Jace had found so infuriating when they were together.
We can trust Tefith.
Even if she's on our side, we still don't know if the Spear will actually show up at Duro. She can't even tell us what Theron and Nos D'Aurol were planning.
Was no plan, Tefith explained. Making it up as they go.
That's even worse,
Jace shouted, turning away from them to stalk around the living room.
You can't just improvise your way through something like this.
Don't underestimate Master Nos D'Aurol, Satil cautioned. Darth Carad was his apprentice for many years. He knows her mind and personality better than she does.
Then why didn't he know she was going to defect to the Sith?
Jace challenged.
We knew the risk, but we decided it was worth it to get someone close to Malgus, Satil said. Nos D'Aurol will find a way to make Darth Carad bring the Spear to Duro.
I wish I had your confidence,
Jace said, shaking his head.
But even if he does get her to send the Spear, we can't face it at full power. Theron was supposed to sabotage the ship, but we have no idea what he's done. Even if he manages to plant the virus in the Spear's systems, we don't have any way to activate it without knowing what frequency to transmit the code on.
Theron will find a way, Satil assured him. Maybe he'll trigger the virus himself.
And maybe he won't. If I send a fleet to Duro and the Spear shows up at full power, we'll be slaughtered along with the civilians on the planet.
Send 2 fleets,
Tefith blurted.
Send 5. Send 10. Even the Spear can't win then.
We don't have enough ships in the sector,
Jace said.
And even if we did, sending orders to have everyone converge on Duro at the same time would tip the Empire off. They'd know we were there, and they'd call off the attack.
At least Duro would be spared, Satil chimed in.
Duro is irrelevant,
Jace said.
This is about stopping the Spear. It's about winning the war.
The Republic doesn't win if we don't protect our people, Satil told him. We are not the Empire. You used to understand the difference.